Hey there, welcome to Elside Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of ElsideDemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking Elside. We have an email here from Rosa.
Ben and Nathan, thanks so much for being such a fantastic resource. I've increased my score by 8 points in less than a month with your free videos on LSAT Demon, exclamation point. I love it when we hear from our free users. We have thousands of them, amazingly.
Yeah.
And we're super proud of the free resources that we're able to provide. I don't know why, but it's like one of the most gratifying things when people write in and they're like, hey, all I did was listen to your podcasts and use your free resources on the Demon, and I've improved by however many points.
Yeah.
We don't make a dime off of that, but I feel like that's where I feel like I'm actually like helping the world. So that's awesome.
Cool.
Rosa says, it's a great motivator to keep going. I'm only in my first month of studying, planning to sit for the June exam and sit in on a few of your classes in the last 2 to 3 months leading up to the actual exam. My question is on the application process, semicolon. I've heard differing opinions on gap years, comma splice. I'll finish my BA next spring and plan on starting law school in fall 2023, but I won't have volunteer experience. Oh my God.
Don't worry about
it. What is she talking about? I know it's not necessary, but would taking the gap year to add volunteer work to my resume pay off in the long run? Thanks again. Look forward to hearing your opinions. Rosa, what do you think, Ben? A gap year to work on volunteering for law school admissions?
I do not care about it at all. I don't know how many times we need to say this, but you need to focus on the two things that matter, and that is your GPA and your LSAT score. I think your plan to go into law school right after school ends, is that might be a mistake because of what it could do to your GPA.
Yeah, like that's the thing Rosa's not talking about, right? Like,
yeah.
Rosa's got her eye off, well off the ball, because she's,
yeah,
you know, I mean, and forgive me, Rosa, if you're getting a 4.0, I apologize in advance.
Yep. Then you're doing it right. But
if you're getting a 3.9, then listen up. You need to do better.
You need to stop thinking about any of this stuff. I don't care about gap years. I don't care about volunteer experience. I don't care about any sort of work experience. I don't care about any sort of extracurriculars.
Yeah.
Consider
taking an extra year to graduate from undergrad. Take fewer classes. Make sure that you're getting that 4.0. That's just such a powerful lever on your law school admissions. Everything else, except for LSAT, pales in comparison.
Yep.
Get straight A's or don't study for the LSAT. Don't volunteer. Don't do an internship. Don't do anything else unless you're getting straight A's. And then once you're getting straight A's, focus on the LSAT before you focus on any of this other stuff.
And what we mean by that is from this day forward. So I don't care if you had a 3.9 yesterday or a 2.5 yesterday. Starting now, today, you stop studying for the LSAT and you focus on getting the 4.0 until you get it. And if that means that you can't work on the LSAT until you're done with undergrad and therefore can't apply until the fall of 2023, that's what you need to do.
Yeah. Change your schedule for school if necessary. Take fewer classes. Take another extra year to graduate. Make sure that you're getting a 4.0 from here on out. Then think about the LSAT. And maybe you can do both at the same time. Maybe you can get a 4.0 and think about the LSAT. That's great. But you have to put your GPA first, then your LSAT, and then nothing else even matters after that.
Nope.
Certainly not a gap year in order to volunteer. I mean... If you were going to take a gap year, you should spend that time getting two more LSAT points. As far as this idea of doing the free stuff first and then sitting in on classes before the actual exam, Ben, we were just talking about this on another episode of the Daily. You want to say it kind of quick?
Yeah, I would put the classes first. Maybe you do a month of classes of Demon Live or whatever, and then go back to Demon Basic, or in your case, Demon Free. I'd rather you flip it. get yourself going in the right direction so that you can use the time that you have after you take the live classes to most effectively study.
Yeah. Time is your most valuable resource, and we're going to make you more efficient at using your time. So if you do 1 month of live and you learn how to self-study, it's like teach a woman to fish. From there, you can downgrade into one of our lower plans. And I would much rather you do that than, like, you know, save it for, oh, I'll just do the live class
before my official
test. Also, it seems as if Rosa is too focused on one test, right? Because she's saying, oh, well, I'll do the live classes right before the actual exam. Rosa, law schools only care about your highest score, and you might need to take it three times in one cycle, or five times if you cross the August cycle reset. You might have five chances at it, and the law schools are only going to care about your highest score. So don't get so focused on one test. Yeah. Instead, focus on your practice tests, get your practice tests where you want them, then start taking the official test with an eye toward taking it potentially five times if necessary.
Yep.
Probably more than Rosa bargained for, but.
Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.